The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. So hello and welcome everyone to this edition of Happy Hour. It's lovely to be with you friends. So let's jump in, practice together, meditate, and the theme will be revealed to us, will be folded into the guidance. And I'll say something about it afterwards instead of ahead of time. So without further ado, let's sit. So taking a moment to settle in, to make your sitting posture comfortable. If you need to shift or move from a chair to a cushion, vice versa. Maybe roll your shoulders back. Find your sit bones. Maybe shifting left and right a bit. Finding your sit bones. And closing your eyes. It feels comfortable. And arriving, landing. Landing in this body, in this moment in time. In this dimensionless moment in time, this moment both finite and as we rest in this moment, it feels dimensionless, infinite. Landing, physicality of this body felt, sensed. Letting the animal of the body rest. No expectations, nothing to do right now, to accomplish, to scroll, to see, just resting. With the breath, the in-breath and the out-breath. Sensations of the in-breath, the entirety of the in-breath. And if the mind wanders back and forth, past, future, things to do, things to think about, say, come back, sweetie. You can rest. Really. Take this time to rest, sweetheart. With kindness. It's not like you need to beat up your mind to be present. Just give it a gift. Come back, sweetie. Here's the gift of being present right now. Enjoy. Be right here on my lap. With the breath. Enjoy the breath. The fullness, the emptiness of the breath. Sensation. Can you be kind, generous to your mind, to the monkey mind, and give it this moment as a gift to be present, not beat it up into submission? To be angry at it, but to let it know this is such a gift, dear mind. And if it wanders away, it's how it's been fed, it's been trained. In all the regular moments of the day. So be patient, be kind, be loving towards your own heart and mind. Patient. As the puppy runs away, the puppy of the mind, call it back gently. Come, sweetie, come. Right here. Let this be an act of kindness. Simple. And yet the foundation of our practice. To steady the heart and mind with kindness. So much so that the puppy would be so happy. The puppy of the mind doesn't want to go anywhere. It's so nice right here. Putting its head on your lap. Being petted with the breath. Considering the simply sitting, being with the breath, a moment of training awareness, training our hearts in presence is such an act of kindness, generosity, care in the fast-paced world. This is enough. This is more than enough. Do it patiently, or rather settle. So much to do, but receive this gift with a smile, with patience, with kindness, with gratitude, this moment. Being able to practice to be with the breath in this body, in community. Allowing the body to be soft, the heart to be soft, the sounds to waft through. Spacious, open. And as we turn to bring this meditation to close together, remembering this basic foundation of the practice to be kind to our own minds and hearts. As the mind, as the attention perhaps runs away like a puppy, to be kind. Not judgmental. So as we bring this practice to a close, holding ourselves with appreciation and care, no matter how many times the mind fluttered away, this is the foundational practice of metta, moment to moment, to our own mind, with kindness, with perseverance. There's perseverance and wrapped in kindness. Thank you for showing up, dear heart and mind. Thank you for showing up, dear me. And letting go of judgments, you've done your best. We're cultivating seeds of awareness, presence, friendliness. And may these seeds flower to support ourselves and all beings everywhere. May all beings be well. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. So tonight's meditation was intentionally quite spacious with a lot of silence. And there was one simple idea, really, that I wanted to invite us to explore. And that's this foundational metta. You know, the metta to the person, you know, may I be well, may you be well, those phrases. Yeah, that's one way of doing metta. Of course, it's beautiful, it's wonderful. And then there's this foundational metta, just simple to our own minds. Especially it can show up when the mind wanders away and we yank it back. Like, oh, I'm a bad meditator, bad mind. Or we just berate the mind, berate ourselves. So it's that foundational level of kindness, which is not the same as enabling, which is not the same as being wishy-washy and not caring, because we keep persevering, we keep persevering, we keep at it, and yet we keep at it with kindness. So there is a difference between when the mind, you know, there are some practitioners also don't do this, which I've heard, like their mind goes off and it's thinking and it's planning. It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to be kind. I'm going to let it just hang out and, I don't know, plan my dream vacation. Okay, that's not the idea here. The idea is to bring the mind gently back to the present moment, to the breath, but with the kindness. Instead of what many practitioners, actually most practitioners do, is that you, again, beat up yourself, beat up, like, ugh, I failed again. It's that we're trying to soften. We're trying to work with and cultivate kindness right there instead of judgment. The kindness, friendliness as an antidote to this habitual judgment that we tend to have. But with perseverance, with engagement, with effort. I don't like the word effort so much. I like engagement. Keep engaging. Keep bringing back the puppy. And that was the invitation I brought in. This metaphor that I like, the mind as a puppy that keeps running away. And you bring it back and say, come back, sweetie. Come back. Stay on my lap. You pet it. And then at some point it decides, oh, this is quite nice here. It's spacious. It's lovely. I don't want to go anywhere. That's the idea. That's the invitation. Very simple. So the question I have for us to explore, and don't hop off just yet, feel if, for those who might just hop off hearing that we might be going to groups, not yet. I'm going to give you this reflection question. The reflection question is, how does this difference between being, the three ideas that I shared here? One is this idea of letting the mind just kind of be off in, planning the favorite vacation, whatever it's doing, and not do anything about it, but in fact, noticing the mind is there, but staying there. Like, oh, that's pleasant. Yum, yum, yum. I just want to think about this pleasant past memory, this pleasant future memory, right? There's that. That's one idea. How do you relate to that when you notice your mind is engaged in something that's sweet? It's like honey, but it's kind of addictive. More like nicotine, not like honey. It's like, what do you do when you notice your mind is engaging with that? That's question number one. That's awareness. And you might say, oh, I don't know. I just let it, or no, I'm really critical, or whatever it is. Just explore. And maybe you've never inquired. So that's one, the first inquiry I'd like for you to explore. Like, what do I do? Maybe sometimes you let it go. Sometimes you yank it back. Sometimes it's in the middle. I don't know. Depends. Maybe when it's a thought about the past, you yank it back. Maybe when it's about the future, you bring it. Become curious. What is my pattern? What is my pattern when the mind goes here, there, and everywhere? So that's one question I have for you. And there's one more inquiry for you to also explore so that there's more awareness. And that is, how does this idea of kindness to my mind, to my heart, when the mind has been in the past or future, how does that show up? Do I notice that? Is there kindness or is there judgment? And how can I bring in kindness? So those are the two questions, right? Clear? One question, one inquiry is, if when I see my mind is in the past or future, what do I do? How do I react? Do I let it be? Do I let it hang out? The other inquiry is, how do I bring in this idea, this invitation to be kind instead of self-judgment? So these two questions are related, of course. So the invitation is to explore these out loud for your own sake. You're not educating, you're not telling others. You might even, in fact, I invite you to close your eyes when your turn comes to explore. Like, what do I do? Oh, I notice when the thought is pleasant, I just hang out. When the thought is really unpleasant, I don't hang out, or maybe the other way around. I don't know. See what your pattern is. So let's go a couple of rounds. We go two rounds, the first question and the second question, inquiring. Can come to you, can say, pass. I don't know. I just want to be silent right now. So this is an invitation to learn more about the habits of your own mind. Okay? Clear enough? And again, you don't have to separate the two questions. You can just share them in one. Make sure everybody gets a chance to speak if they want to. And let's go reverse alphabetical order just for the fun of it. So I'm going to create the rooms. Always be kind to yourself. Be kind to one another. And see what you come up with. This is quite fun to explore. All right? Here we go. Opening the rooms. Oh, wait. I'm going to recreate the rooms. Hold on. Okay, there we go. Hey, what did you discover? What did you discover? dawn.
I discovered that I was paying attention to, I had a lot of, it was very, I guess I was getting tired after a while, and then I got into this pattern of really negative thoughts, and I sort of interpreted it as sort of this little part of me had a message, and so I just decided I'm just going to listen to it, and so it's sort of like almost like a self-compassion kind of practice, and so yeah, just try to be really kind. Anyway, so that's where I was at with this.
Nice. Great. Thanks for sharing, Don. I so appreciate this invitation to be kind. There's this practice of self-compassion. It's in a very subtle way, right? With the thoughts, with the way that we treat our own mental activity. It's this kind of a foundational, fundamental way. Beautiful. Thanks, Don. Thanks for sharing that. Jerry.
Thank you. I was sort of slightly irritable before I started, and Ninja said, nowhere to go, nothing to do. It just disappeared with that. So I thought, well, this is nice. It disappeared. And then, in terms of when my mind, I didn't, none of us in the group remember the second question. But anyway, with the first question, about what happens when the mind wanders. I had a super teacher, Sandel Siegel, telling me that he writes a lot of books. So when something comes up that he, let's say, forgot to put in a chapter, which he wouldn't have maybe remembered if he hadn't meditated, he thinks of sticky notes. So he just puts a sticky note. So I thought that was a nice way to try to park something that maybe you might want to remember, rather than beat yourself up, but it is useful that you actually remembered that and it came up in meditation. But rather than just say, oh, stop thinking, I can't, a sticky note. So I don't know if that helps other people, but it has helped me be less judgmental.
Nice. Great. Thanks for sharing the sticky notes. That's lovely. And that's one of the beautiful supports, skillful means that we can have. And another one also is sometimes people when they have a thought, when that instead of a sticky note idea, they get very worried that they might forget this brilliant thought they had during the meditation. So another skillful means I suggest, which is the complement to sticky notes, is you know what? Let it go. If it's important enough, it'll come back later. And if it's not important enough, it will not come back later. So there's just something about that trusting that it will happen. So
And what was the second question? Just I couldn't remember.
yeah, the second question is, what are the ways? It was related to wandering mind, and the second question was, how do you relate to bringing in kindness and compassion for this, for the mind, for the wandering mind, and
Oh,
how is that? Yeah, so they're
I see.
related. Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.
Any other reflections or thoughts? What did you discover? And the chat is open also if you want to put it in chat. Padma.
Hi. Lately what I'm noticing, including today's sit, is of course there are thoughts coming. I don't try to push away, and I kind of notice. And what I'm noticing now, also today, was that the thoughts have kindness to them in the sense that, say, whoever comes up in the thought or the problem, it's like I see the mind is calm and trying to say, okay, instead of saying, God, she or he's being a pain or whatever. So I think I like that. I don't want to push away thoughts. Before I would say, okay, come back to the breath, come back to the breath. So I kind of phased out of that. So I wonder if you have anything to say around that.
So it's great that I hear this resistance of like pushing away has fallen away, and yet do I hear that the thoughts have become kinder? They're not as aggressive or And here's something to inquire, Padma, whether now there is still this letting go, instead of like throwing it away, like pushing away the thought, is it more like a letting go, like an open hand, or is it more like, oh, I like you, hang around? Like, which one is it? That's the one to inquire now.
Yeah, I think it's not like, I want to stay in the thoughts, but I do come back to the breath. But it was like a smooth transition.
Beautiful. So it sounds like it's the first one, which is more like an open hand of a letting go. It's like letting a balloon, helium balloon, like, oh, okay, thank you, thought. Oh, you're sweet. Like, bye bye. Instead of, oh, this big rock, I don't like you, thought, like smashing, like throwing it away. So that's great. Delighted to hear how things have shifted. And then, of course, there's some times that heavy thoughts come, and can we let them go like a lead balloon?
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Padma. Diana.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. One of my favorite words these days is rest, in this connection. And so, right off the bat, you used the word rest for the heart and mind. So it became apparent that we were going to have a nice long meditation to me, and which I love. But even and so things were quieter, and I tend to say things like, "Okay, I've learned to talk more easily to these to thoughts." Okay, let's rest now, which is that I'm able to think about, let's just rest. And everything gets easier even though they're still busy. But I notice lots of judging thoughts. And one thing that happened is I remembered something that came up here recently, possibly something you're judging is one of our normal, and this came to me. I was reflecting, judging is one of our normal patterns of what the mind does. It's keeping us safe. It's unless it's way out of hand, it's not something to, for me, at least in this context, to abhor. So that was okay. And so I let that go, and I wasn't upset that I was getting in all some sort of a judgy thing. It's natural too, as long as well as everything else. So I was happy to think about that, and I was really glad for this rest and to understand how foundational it really is. So thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks, Diana. So a couple of things in what you said. One is the idea of rest, just relishing the goodness of rest, especially in our very overstimulated world, and how that is really supportive as a stance for you in the meditation. It just, the mind releases, like, ah, oh, I can rest. Okay. So, and the other thing you mentioned, actually, I want to talk a little more about that, which is about judgmental mind, to the judgments in the mind, to consider that, oh, this is something that habit pattern, that something that minds do, and not get all wound up about it and start judging the judging, right? So, like, oh, that's bad. So that is skillful. That's very skillful, so that we don't add aversion on top of aversion. That's very skillful. And yet, here's what I want to thread the needle here and be careful. And yet, it doesn't mean that we completely condone and resign ourselves to judgmental thoughts, like, oh yeah, that's okay. It's like the same way that we don't resign ourselves to hatred and cruelty, like, oh yeah, that's what the mind does, like, oh no, that's not skillful, honey, like, yeah, okay, it's what the mind does, but that's not very helpful and skillful. So be aware of that difference. It's, of course, we don't want to add judgment on top of judgment, aversion on top of aversion. That's never helpful. And yet, we don't want to completely condone it either and just give it more root. So that's what I wanted to clarify there. Yeah. Thank you, Diana. That's great. And look at that. We've come to the end of our time together. Woohoo! How fun to practice with you. It just feels really nourishing and sweet tonight. The spaciousness of rest. So thank you all for your practice. Lovely to be with you. May our practice be a cause and condition of awakening and freedom for all beings everywhere. Ding, ding, ding. And I'm going to invite you to unmute yourselves there for our cacophonous goodbye. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Nikki. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, thank
Thanks,
you.
Neil.
All right.
Thank you, Sangha.
Okay.
Thank you, people.
Bye, everybody.
Questions.
Thanks.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thanks, everyone. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.